Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Speaking about naturally supernatural, my guest was taught by God how to move into supernatural time travel. Also, how to raise the dead. Anyone interested in finding out? Get ready.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Brent Luck has come a long way. He was an opera singer. I'll tell you how far he's come. What did you tell me you saw in this studio just as you sat down?
Well, basically, as you look at the words that are all over, in Joshua 23, it says that our words have memory. And so I was standing over there behind the curtain. I could feel the tangible Shekinah presence, the glory of God, because of all the words that have been spoken by every single person that stood here, that stood there, that sang here, that's moved in signs and wonders here. And the seraphim, they're at the top. And the seraphim angels are the ones that drip with the glory and the presence. It's literally coming from the altar of incense out of heaven. And that's what we're feeling today. You're feeling that drippy glory, kabod, Shekinah glory in this place. And we just have to respond to it by blessing the Lord God, lifting our hands and magnifying Him because of who He is and what He's doing right now. Hallelujah.
I worship you, oh God. I
thank
praise
you, Jesus.
You. Come on, everyone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worship you, oh Lord.
We bless you,
at
Lord
home,
God.
Too.
We glorify you.
You do
God.
This at home.
We thank you, Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, 19, I'm going to take you back in time just briefly. 1987. You're not a believer in the Messiah. You overdose on drugs. You're ready to take your life. What happens?
Well, my body went crazy after I did coke, ecstasy, and crystal, and all that stuff. And my body just began to go in what the doctors called crystal shock. And I basically lost control. And I felt a spirit was trying to get me to jump over the balcony in Huntington Beach. And God just simply rescued me. He used a paramedic to rescue me. He used a little girl to cast the spirit of death out of me.
And yeah, this little girl, how did she happen to be there to cast the spirit of death out of you?
Well, it's interesting. She was actually the apartment manager on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. And she knew we were smoking dope and dealing drugs, but the Lord told her to leave me alone, that He was getting ready to do something. And so she obeyed. And that afternoon, 12:22 in the afternoon, May 22nd, 1987, she heard me scream, and she immediately ran up. And I was in the corner, literally just gripping with fear, because I could feel my body. This thing was wanting me to jump. And she came in, and I'll never forget it. She goes, "Brent, I command the spirit of death to come out of you right now in the name of Jesus." And when she did, I fell to the ground and began to weep.
And I'll tell you, he has not been the same since. So he's married, he has a daughter, and he feels the Spirit of God tells him to compile prayers and scriptures to start proclaiming out loud. He does this for a year and a half. And then, after he's done this, he goes to kiss his 4-year-old daughter. He's going away, and he's going to kiss her on the cheek. And what happened?
Well, I can see it now. I walked over there to her, and I recognized that her eyes were closed and that she was purple and blue. And I realized, I looked at my mom, I was like, My mom was just kind of sitting there watching TV. Samantha. And all of a sudden, I said, Samantha. And I remember shaking her and said, Samantha. And she wasn't responding. And so I freaked. I picked up. I go, Samantha. Samantha, Samantha. And she's not responding. And she's just now limp. And I go, no, 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 no. And Melissa runs and she's speaking it out and decreeing and declaring. We're all crying. And she's on the phone to the paramedics. And I just grabbed it. And I said, I speak resurrection life into you. And all of a sudden I skipped spinning. And all of a sudden she went, and she looked in my eyes and she just started to weep. And because she was scared. And within about a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, the paramedics were there and they took her to the hospital.
And in the hospital, she had an interesting experience.
Yeah, she did. They, you know how when you get to the hospital, they think that, you know, they got to see how bad things are. And so they thought she might have meningitis. Turns out she had the worst E. coli bug that had ever, they'd ever seen in a child. The numbers were really high. And so it was trying, some friends of mine said the devil was trying to take your daughter. And so when she got in the hospital, they said that they had to give her a shot. And it might let her have an outer body experience. And I said, wait a minute. If she's going to have an outer body experience, she's going to heaven. So my wife and I and her friend and Melissa's dad stood around the bed in the emergency room. And we just said, Father, we commend her to you right now that if she's going to have an outer body experience, she's going to go to heaven and be with you. And they gave her the shot. And after 36 hours, Melissa and I being at the bedside, they put her in ICU, giving her medicine. And Melissa and I were just decreeing and declaring. Melissa was actually in the bed with Samantha. And just like 36 hours, 34 hours, all of a sudden, she started drawing with her fingers. She goes, they're here.
They're here.
They're here. And I knew she was drawing like a rainbow. And then all of a sudden, she woke up and it was like, you could tell she'd been like, and she goes, where's my jewelry box? Where's my jewelry box? And I'm like, what? Melissa runs in the bed and gets there and she goes, it was just Jesus. We're in the park. Where's my jewelry box? And we're like, oh my gosh. And literally you could feel the presence of God. Even though she was shaking and scared, you could feel the presence of God come on our daughter.
She had been to heaven.
Yes. When we came home, it happened to be Melissa's birthday. So we celebrated in a great way. The next morning, we gathered our family like we had been doing for almost maybe a little over a year and a half. Turning the praise and worship on. Worship never stops in our home. It goes 24 hours a day. And I was into there praying and I was weeping. I was crying and God just arrested me. And he goes, I want to tell you something. He goes, I had you start focused those decrees and declarations and praying with your family a year and a half for a different reason than you thought. You thought maybe it was for ministry or even get to know me. He said, but I had a specific reason. And he said, and that was the day that you found your daughter and she had no life in her, that you, through the year and a half of preparing your tongue, that you would be able to speak life into your daughter and not cave in under fear, where you could literally use what you had done a year and a half to cause your daughter to come back to life. That is why I did that.
I love that resurrection life. That's life from the dead power. And when we come back, this power of decreeing keeps expanding into every area of his life. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet. In addition to archive programs, you'll be able to also watch special ministry and mentoring sessions taped at our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the best teachers in the various gifts of the Holy Spirit. You will also be able to enter into the presence of God through anointed worship and special soaking prayer sessions. Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible. You will be taught and receive impartation to walk in the supernatural of God like never before.
That's sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So let's just start out with basics. What does decree actually mean to you?
Well, in Job, it specifically tells us that we are to decree a thing and it shall be established. The Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat or possess what they speak. And decrees are about authority. When we decree, it says, decree a thing and it shall be established. Now, one of the most powerful things about a decree is that if you and I are going to sit here and we're going to decree prosperity over somebody or even the atmosphere, we would say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree prosperity in the name of Jesus, and we receive all of the supply of heaven. What we just did is we only didn't receive the positive side of the prosperity, but with the knife, we sliced poverty off. In one statement. Remember, the Bible says that the two-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? So there's our two-edged sword right there. And those words, we're literally co-creating with God, just like he did when he spoke light into existence. Those words, the words created the light. So our words are faster than light. So literally when we speak, when we decree, we set on fire God's plan to begin to burn upon the earth and to cause his glory to manifest.
All right, that begs a question. When you decree God's promises, you do it out loud. It doesn't matter whether you do it out loud or just do it to yourself?
Well, you always want to do things out loud, especially anything decree. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. And so if I hear my voice, if I hear myself decree, I decree this, I decree that, after a while, my faith is going to go, whoa, oh, wait, there's something that's happening right here. I can grab a hold of that and I can possess that.
You say you should decree your today to establish your tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Comment on that.
You know, the thing is that we can go nowhere unless our words have come before.
That's profound.
So basically, is that prophecy or prophets, prophetic, are speaking events without the cause. Decrees is the same thing. When you decree, the life force of that decree through the Word of God, the establishment of the Word of God, you actually cause a greater level of authority because it's legislative authority. It's courtroom authority. It's heaven's courtroom authority. And it causes us to step in and possess the unseen. When I decree that I'm going to be blessed, I'm talking about tomorrow. So when I open up my mouth and I decree, I'm actually decreeing my words for tomorrow. So we decree, we say, I decree by his stripes, I am healed. Doctor rings the phone, you're sick. By his stripes, I am healed. You get another report, by his stripes, I am healed. And you keep decreeing and declaring and speaking and praying and singing and possessing. And after a while, your mouth sets that thermostat where all of a sudden, healed, 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 healed.
I don't know about any of you, but he's getting me pretty excited. How about you? Tell me about, you teach on a concept, I've never heard it referred to this before, supernatural time travel. What are you talking about?
Well, it's kind of like beam me up, Scotty, so to speak. But what it is the Bible tells us that we see in part and we prophesy in part. So if I'm going to give you a prophetic word, said, I'm basically handing you, as I give you the words, I'm actually giving you a key to go seek God for the missing piece. Now, when I speak to you, I'm seeing tomorrow, and let's say you got a bad report from the doctor, and he's given you 6 months. If I tell you, no, you're going to live for 7 years. I just stepped into supernatural time travel with my words. I created a cause without the event yet happening, or the event without the cause happening. Works both ways. And literally, all you have to do is get one day, past one day of the 6 months, and you already broke the curse. So
I love it.
You time travel with your words. The Bible says, and upon this time tomorrow, about this time tomorrow, I'm going to be walking in more than I was walking in today. So as I speak those words, God is saying, oh, and what happens is you unlock and you possess the unseen realm. The unseen realm comes in, faith ignites, you speak it again, and all of a sudden you got 100 tomorrows. Hallelujah.
When we come back, I believe there will be such power on these spoken words as he speaks them over you, that your literal life, destiny, direction, families, every fiber of your being is going to be supernaturally changed for the better. When we come back, I know you're not going away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Brent Luck's life-changing book and powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Decree Your Today. Unlock the power of your words. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9328. Brent Luck's book has 38,717 words of decrees, declarations, scriptures, and heavenly insights of power that will change your life forever. It is a tool that anyone, no matter whether you're a new believer or you've been with the Lord for a long time, you will pick up and use it again and again. Through Brent's book, you will understand that your decrees will automatically establish your future. Learn how to counteract the enemy's plans when you decree. Understand how to change your circumstances by aligning your spirit, soul, and body to heaven's truth. Literally bring heaven to earth with the words you speak. Watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life and the lives of others. This book, full of decrees, prayers, and scriptures, will help you know what to say and how to say it. Through Brent's four-part audio CD teaching, you will understand how to access God's glory. You will see just how powerful your decrees are in positioning your future and securing your destiny. Learn how you can use your words to supernaturally time travel into time and change your destiny. Understand the authority and power you can exercise because you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Get a hold of these truths and watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life and the lives of others. Now is the time to decree your future by getting Brent Luck's life-changing book and powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Decree Your Today. Unlock the power of your words. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9328. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9328 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Friends, what is the glory and what is possible in the glory?
Well, when I think about the glory, I think of when Moses came down the mountain. The glory of God is something that changes us inwardly and it shines outwardly. The glory of God is His nature, His character, His righteousness. It's a heavenly intelligence. It's an awareness of knowing that you know God and you hungering for God and He knows that and He just begins to pour it out.
Explain to me the pattern you found out from the Bible about the glory, especially with Moses.
Well, Moses, this is such an incredible story because Moses says to God, the first thing he says is, if I have found grace in your sight. And then he says, show me your glory. And then God says, because you have asked this. See, I believe that we're in a season now. We need to ask for the glory of God. We need to decree the glory of God in our homes, in our cars, in our businesses, in our communication. When we email people, we need to send the glory of God. When we text people, we need to send the glory of God. And so God told Moses, he said, you cannot see my face, but you can see my backside. And I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. Hello, Jesus. And so as I was preparing, I told you the other day that God showed me, then God says, I will pass by you. But if we really think what happened, How could God just pass by? No. He passed through Moses. Because everything that Moses does after this is now from the place of establishing the glory that's in him.
How would you like God to pass through you? I'm going to release you, Brent. I want him to proclaim. I've heard him do this. This is phenomenal. The names of God, and watch God pass through you. Are you ready, audience?
Hallelujah. Just lift your hands right now. Father, we decree and declare right now that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are the God who not only meets our need, but you see our need. And you know our place where we are, God. You are not a God that is far off. And we decree and declare that you are close as our words to our manifestation of our miracle. Father, we decree and declare, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, right now, that you are our healer in this place right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over cancer, over diabetes, over blood disorders, over heart issues, over epilepsy right now. Somebody has a son or a daughter in here. You're epileptic right now. God is seeing you begin to decree Jehovah Rapha over him. And then, Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shema. You are the God that is always there. You're the God that is more than enough. You're the God that supplies all of our needs. So we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that you are Jehovah Makedesh. You are Jehovah Tzidkenu, our sanctification and our righteousness, God. We decree and declare, and over you in the media, over you, but over the world, that you are Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace, which passes all understanding. Let's give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wrote this one this morning, especially for you guys. It says, I decree that the supply of heaven will be my portion. I decree that the supply of heaven will swallow up and devour all my lack. I decree that with my mouth, I carve out a realm of prosperity as I speak blessing and favor in Jesus' name. I decree that you are Jehovah Shema. You're the God that is always with me. I decree this is your day of breakthrough. This is your day of breakthrough. I want to say this to you. We are in the second half of this year. The 6 months that just were gone, it was for preparation for your glory and breakthrough. And let me tell you something. Let me just say this to you. There's just too much of God in us to fail in this next season. Too much. You need to look in the mirror and say, there's just too much of God in me to fail, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I decree that anything that has held me back or us back in the future has been defeated in this past season. I decree that faith will increase and we will speak to mountains and they will move. I decree that we will walk in abundance that you have for us. I decree that anything from my past that may have derailed my victory is defeated, destroyed, and covered by the blood of Jesus. One more. Our season of frustration and lack is over, and we step in and we supernatural time travel into all that God has for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And I decree that you are going to go everywhere and proclaim to everyone the good news that Jesus the Messiah is Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Call now and get Brent Luck's life-changing book and powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Decree Your Today. Unlock the power of your words. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9328.
The Bible says death and life from the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, or possess that which they have spoken. And they're using the books because of the way it's laid out to help people really grab the Bible and grab the promises in the Word for the power for tomorrow. And it's laid out so you can take your decrees, decree them today, so you can have an incredible, awesome future.
Brent Luck's book has 38,717 words of decrees, declarations, scriptures, and heavenly insights of power that will change your life forever. It is a tool that anyone, no matter whether you're a new believer or you've been with the Lord for a long time, you will pick up and use it again and again, and immediately begin to bear fruit in your life. Through Brent's book, you will understand that your decrees will automatically establish your future. Learn how to counteract the enemy's plans when you decree. Understand how to change your circumstances by aligning your spirit, soul, and body to heaven's truth. Literally bring heaven to earth with the words you speak. Watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life and the lives of others. This book, full of decrees, prayers, and scriptures, will help you know what to say and how to say it.
Decrees establish the authority of God, but it brings heaven down to earth.
Through Brent's four-part audio CD teaching, you will understand how to access God's glory. You will see just how powerful your decrees are in positioning your future and securing your destiny. Learn how you can use your words to supernaturally time travel into time and change your destiny. Understand the authority and power you can exercise because you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Get a hold of these truths and watch the miraculous power and favor of God begin to flow into your life and the lives of others.
It's time to establish your tomorrow. It's time to stop being the sugar. It's time, all the work's done for you. Get the book, get the resources of these teachings and start changing your tomorrow. Because by decreeing today, your tomorrows will not be the way they were. They will be good and prosperous, and you'll walk in peace and health and security.
Now is the time to decree your future by getting Brent Luck's life-changing book and powerful four-part audio CD teaching series, Decree Your Today. Unlock the power of your words. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9328. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9328 or log on to SidRoth.com. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Guess where I am? The most supernatural city in the world, Jerusalem. And I have been pondering for so long the question, is Islam a peace-loving religion? Well, the best person I know to ask is a world-class Messianic Jewish reporter that has lived many years in Israel and gets the Arab press and knows what's really going on.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.